Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio. Speaking of Ben Lampkins, first-time Dream Team athlete for the Hillsborough boys basketball team, a guy that's going to Mineral Area College, and also the all-time career three-point made field goal leader in Hillsborough history with 153 made threes. And I think, Ben, I kind of want to start there because you go back to 2017, you played in two games, you had 3 points, and in just 2 years, you set the all-time record for made threes. How about that?
I mean, it was a great feeling. I'd say I have a pretty easier job my junior year because I was the guy that no one really scouted. They always left me open. So that's kind of how it started. And then after a while, I just gained confidence and turned into that.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people did start to notice that you're pretty darn good at shooting threes. So then it had to be, you had to work a little bit extra hard. What did you have to do in order to be able to free yourself up to get more shots?
I think the big thing is I had a... make sure my shot was quicker. When I first started, it was kind of slow. I'd like wind up to do it, but now I can get my shot off pretty quick. So yeah, I think that's the biggest difference.
All right, very cool. You just participated in an All-Star game not too long ago, the JCAA MAAA All-Star game at Mineral Area College, a place that you're going to get very comfortable with over the next couple of years at least, and just kind of take us through that experience for you.
I mean, I thought it was really fun just getting to play with all these guys that I play against always, and they're usually the ones scoring against our team, and now having a chance to play with them, and it was really cool. It was a great experience.
Now, I know you probably watch, I don't know, but I'm guessing you probably watch a little NBA, and you probably see the three-point shooting competition, and you're like, oh, that'd be really cool to be a part of, and you finally got to be a part of that, but there's a lot of pressure, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a lot tougher in the looks, especially when everyone's watching you, you're the only one out there, there's no defense. It's a lot tougher in the looks, definitely.
You feel more comfortable with someone coming at you than just spotting up?
I just think you're more in rhythm in the actual game, and like the three-point contest, you're all out there by yourself. There's less thinking in the game. It just comes natural.
Still fun, though, right?
Yeah, it was definitely fun, yeah. It's a cool experience.
And you got a chance to drain about, what, 6 threes during the All-Star game at a place that you're going to be calling home for the next couple of years. That must have been felt pretty nice.
Yeah, it was nice getting to play on that court. That was the first time I ever played on that court, so it was really cool. I really liked the gym.
Let's talk about your time here at Hillsborough. As I mentioned, you are the all-time leader in made threes with 153. You go with, I don't know what your career free throw shooting percentage was, but it was like 88-89% up in that area. So just a good pure shooter. How much, like give us an idea as to how much work goes into being as good at shooting as you tend to be.
I mean, it really starts in the off season. Like all summer, basically every single day in the gym, I would either go here or just try to find a gym that's open and put up 200-500 shots every single day. And Coach Johnson told me if I want to be a really good shooter, I'm going to have to put in the work, and that's what I did.
Now, in your time at Hillsborough, you won a couple of district championships, got to the sectionals last year, faced Sykeston, very tough loss there. And then this year, you got past the sectionals, and you got to face the St. Mary's team, which was pretty tough.
Yeah.
But two district championships and a state quarterfinal appearance. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's a great career. You couldn't really ask for anything more out of a career, I think. Our teams have been really great the past years, and we just had really good success.
Now that you're going to Mineral Area College, what's the goals there?
The goals there is just get better every single day, and hopefully after a couple of years, maybe you can transfer somewhere else, play somewhere else further down the line.
Okay, very well. And what did you like about Mac? Why them?
I just thought it was the best fit and opportunity. I was talking to the coaching staff, and I think I could really fit in well, help them out, and I just really enjoyed the area too.
When you got into basketball here at Hillsborough, as I mentioned, back in 2017 as a sophomore, you played in two games. Yeah. Did you ever think that you would get to this point where you're a Dream Team athlete, you're a two-time district champion, you know, get to the state quarters, leading the school all time and made threes? Did you ever feel like you'd ever get there?
Honestly, after my sophomore year, no, definitely not. Going into my junior year, I wasn't even really supposed to be a shooter. Like I probably wasn't even going to start during the season, but Tyler Isaacson got hurt, and that really gave me a chance to play and like show what I got. And then over time, I just gained confidence and became one of those guys you can't really take out of the game.
Okay, very well. Last question for you, Ben. What are you going to miss the most about playing basketball at Hillsborough?
Definitely just playing with my teammates and coaches. I love all those guys. There's my family, basically. I just love playing with them.
All right, very well. Hawk forever, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's Ben Lampkins for his Dream Team interview joining us here on Regional Radio.